going to turn to Psalm 23. Well-known Psalm, well-known portion of God's Word. Psalm 23, verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness, for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. The first verse of this psalm says, the Lord is my shepherd. And I wonder, could you turn over to John chapter 10? John chapter 10, verse 11. The Lord Jesus Christ is speaking about himself here. He says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. And then in verse 14, I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and are known of mine. The Lord is our shepherd. And then there's Isaiah. You turn back to Isaiah chapter 40 and verse 11. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arms and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. The Lord is our shepherd. Each one of us here tonight, we've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, the Lord is shepherd to each one of us. He is the good shepherd because he gave his life for you and for me on Calvary's cross. Shed his precious blood that we would be ready for heaven. That's a wonderful thing, you know. We're ready for heaven tonight. Each one of us is God, believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. We might as well be in heaven, because God has said it, that none shall perish. None shall pluck them out of my hand. So therefore, he is our good shepherd, and he's going to take us home one day to be with himself. And we can say, have it truly assured you tonight that the Lord is my shepherd. Now, the shepherd in the Eastern times was one that looked after the sheep. And this psalm speaks a whole lot about what he looks after us about. And he supplies their every need. And he's going on before us, and we're to follow. We're to follow the good shepherd. That's the most important thing, is following the good shepherd. Because if we don't follow him, we'll go astray. We could be killed by wolf, or lion, or bear. But whenever we're following the good shepherd, he'll keep us. And he'll keep us every day. And he supplies our every need. That well-known verse in the Bible, it says, his mercies are new every morning. You ever think about that? Whenever you get up in the morning, do you ever think about that? Do you ever thank the Lord for another new day? Or do you just get up and, as quick as you can, get into breakfast on the way to work? Do you ever think, if the one that loves you, the one that has saved you, and the one that's keeping you, that's who we're talking about tonight. We're talking about the good shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ. And it says, every good and perfect gift cometh down from the Father of light, in whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. No, he doesn't change his mind every day, the Lord. He says, I change not. Whatever he has promised us in this book, he doesn't change. Doesn't the same as us. We've changed maybe four times or five times before we get our breakfast. We wouldn't know what breakfast we're going to take. But the Lord doesn't change. Because he knows the end from the beginning and the beginning from the end. So therefore, tonight, we can truly say with this first verse, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And then, if we take a look at the things he provides for us and his goodness to us. If you look at the verse 2, the first part of that verse is, if I turn back to it again, that's Isaiah on that. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. That's the first part of that verse. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Now the Eastern Shepherd, whenever he got up in the morning, he opened the door of the fold and he let the sheep out and they followed him and he led them to the green pastures. Now, the Lord leads us to the green pastures. He has given us green pastures. What is the green pastures? Well, it's the Word of God. In the morning time, we're talking about taking a breakfast. But do you ever read God's Word in the morning? Have you time to read it? Or do you take time to read it? You know, our green pastures is the Word of God. And you know, whenever them sheep went out to the green pastures, it didn't do them no good looking at it. They had to eat the green pastures to do them any good. And so it is with us each morning. We need to get down to the green pastures, the Word of God. We need to read it. And many times you always hear people say, if you have a good breakfast in the morning, it does you nearly the rest of the day. Same with God's Word. If you read it, you'll be satisfied. And you'll be led by it for the rest of the day, if you pay heed to it. That's what the Lord wants us to do. And then they lay down and rest, so they did. He leads and directs us with his word, the Bible. So therefore, we need to read it, be directed by it, and know, and have our souls fed on the good word of God, day by day. We can never be satisfied with anything else. We have to come to the Lord and have our souls filled. And then whenever they've eaten at the green pastures, it says there in the verse 2, and he leadeth me beside the still waters. You know, whenever the shepherd took his flock, he didn't take them to a raging river that might fall down and get drowned. He led them to the springs or the pond where the slopes were nice and gentle and they were able to go in and drink. And that's what God gives us in his word. The still waters, the waters of life. And if we have God's word and it's watered by the Holy Spirit That's another thing we're supposed to do, isn't it? And ask for the Holy Spirit day by day. And it says, fear, drinking of God's word, and the Holy Spirit is applying it to our hearts, then we'll be satisfied. We'll be satisfied. Verse 3, the first part of it. He restoreth my soul. You think about that verse before. Whenever you're fed, whenever you're watered, your body's revived. If you didn't eat, you'd be in poor shape. But whenever you ate the food and drink the water, you're revived. And here it says in verse 3, he restores my soul. Whenever you're eating of God's word and have been watered by the Holy Spirit, then your soul will be revived, restored. And that's what we need day by day as well. We need that reviving in our souls, that burning fire in our heart, that we might serve the Lord day by day and do his will and be blessed through his word. And you know, we need to be filled with steel again. And we need to tell others the good news of the gospel. That's the one thing we're supposed to do. Get into all the world and preach the gospel. That's not just for the preacher. That's for each one of us. And we're to tell them the good news that Jesus saves. And his blood washes whiter than snow. The second part of that verse 3. He restoreth my soul and leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Whenever you're restored, you're fit to walk. You're fit to walk great distance. You're fit to work. Whenever your soul's, the Lord leads us in the path of righteousness. And why are the path of righteousness? Because God's a righteous God. He not lead you in a path that's not right. He lead you in a path that is righteous, a right path. And he wants you to walk with him. And we need day by day to walk with the Lord and be guided by him. And he not lead us astray, because he is the Lord our righteousness. He is the good shepherd, and he's the one that looks after his sheep. Verse 4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. I'm sure the eastern shepherd, whenever he took out his sheep to find the good pastures, he maybe walked through some places that weren't very nice for the sheep. Maybe some valley where there was a lion or a bear. But they followed on the master, the good shepherd. They followed on because he was leading them. And sometimes in our lives, we go through trials and tribulations. And it's not an easy road, the hymn writer said. But the Lord is with us. And the Lord will guide us. And the Lord will direct us. And the Lord will keep us. Even through all those hard ways and trials, the Lord will still be with us. We need to follow our good shepherd. Where he leads me, I will go. For I have learned to trust him so. And that's what we need to do. We need to trust him. Not look to our own ideas, our own ways, but to be led by him. And he'll lead us through it all. And then the second part of that verse is, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they follow me. No, the sheep didn't fear because they knew from experience that the shepherd was going to keep them right. He wasn't going to lead them in a place where they get killed or mauled or tore apart with a lion or the bear. They had that experience. I suppose maybe David thought about the time that maybe the lion and the bear came to the sheep whenever he was looking after his father's flock. And he had to kill them. And he delivered the sheep. And maybe he's looking back upon that whenever he wrote this psalm. I don't know. But he's a good shepherd and he looks after his sheep. And God always looks after us. We're kept by his mighty hand. You ever think of that? God stretched forth his mighty hand and things were done. And that hand is still powerful today for us. If we trust in him, he'll keep us by the power of his mighty hand. And he'll keep us going on with himself, following him. And then verse 5 says, he prepares the table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Maybe David was thinking about the time that Barzillai, whenever he was fleeing from Absalom, and Barzillai brought honey and bread and oil, and they had a feast in the wilderness in the presence of the enemy. Absalom was chasing after him. Maybe that's what he was thinking about when he wrote this, I don't know, but I just thought about it. You know, in the midst of all our troubles and trials, the Lord is good to us. He always provides, he always keeps, he always protects. And he anoints our head, and he has anointed our head with oil of salvation. He's a powerful God unto us. And our cup is running over. You're on your way to heaven tonight. You know, fear of death, because our cup is running over. God has provided all things for us that we need in this life. And he's provided all things for us that we need in the life to come. That's the God that we're talking about tonight. That's the good shepherd. That's the one that looks after his sheep. Says there in verse 6, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now the Lord has been good to us, men and women, and he's a great God to us. We're his sheep, and his goodness and mercy, it's great to us, day by day. Sometimes we forget about all the things that God provides for us. Sometimes we forget about the goodness of God to our souls and the way he's led us and guided us. But God doesn't forget. God's still the same. He doesn't forget. And then to crown it all out, we're going to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Not wonderful. We're going to go to heaven. That place that he's preparing for us, or has prepared for us. And we're going to be there with him for all eternity. That's the greatest joy for any poor heart. And we'll be with Jesus forever. And it's all because of God. Don't forget that. It's all because of God. God, whenever man rebelled against God, God would have cut the world off. But God was merciful. And he sent his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, into this world. He sent him into this world to seek and to save that which was lost. And he found you and me. He found us. And he's left us up out of that pit of Mary's lay. And he set our feet upon the rock, Christ Jesus. And he shed his precious blood on Calvary's cross for us, sinners, hell deserving. He did it for us. The hymn writer said, "It was for me, yes, all for me, all that he's done for us and all that he's given to us." And he hung and died in Calvary's tree, that we should go free, free from the law, with perfect condition. We're free from the law because we're trusting in Christ. And I pray tonight, if you think about these things, we might be encouraged to follow our shepherd, to think upon him day by day, and feast on his word, and have it applied to our hearts by spirit, that might be fed and watered, and we might live for him. After all, you think of all he's done for us. And I was reading this last week or so in Isaiah. And if you want any more comfort, or if you want to know anything more about Christ or God has done for you, it's chapter 43, 44, and 45. And you read them, you're bound to be in Christ. And I pray tonight, through these few thoughts, that you will be in Christ. And the Lord might bless us as we come down now to our time of prayer. You have an announcement or two to make there when I come in. And it's Chris Kiln. He was very busy there because of the crisis, because of the COVID-19. But it's a very, very sad occasion happened. A man that he's been working with for 20 years has died under tragic circumstances. And you remember Brother Chris tonight? It's become as a big blow to him. And then there's Alvara Madole, not doing that well. You remember her in prayer as well. And others that you know. And remember the service on Sunday, pray for them. And pray that the Lord will bless. And the Lord will remember our land for good. That we might know the blessing of the Triune God upon us.